They are the two faces of the classic psychedelic renaissance, the mushroom and the molecule. Psilocybin and LSD are so often mentioned in the same breath that people assume they are nearly interchangeable. And in one deep sense, they are, because both do their headline work at a single serotonin receptor. But one is a fungus that humans have eaten for millennia, and the other, a laboratory ergoline synthesized in 1938 and 100-odd times more potent by weight. The differences that remain in duration, in receptor kinetics, in where each stands in the clinic, are exactly what a curious reader wants to know. This is the neuroscience of psilocybin versus LSD. This article is education, not medical advice. Same lock, different keys. Both psilocybin and LSD are classic psychedelics, which in pharmacology means one specific thing. Their signature effects depend on partial agonism at the serotonin 5-HT2A receptor. Block that receptor with a drug like ketanserin, and the trip largely disappears for either compound. That shared mechanism is why the two experiences rhyme, and why the brain cannot easily tell them apart once they are dosed to equivalent strength. The molecules themselves are cousins, not twins. Psilocybin is a naturally occurring tryptamine made by psilocybe mushrooms, and it is technically a prodrug. The body rapidly strips off a phosphate group to yield the active compound, psilocin. LSD, lysergic acid diethylamide, is a semi-synthetic ergoline built on the rigid four-ring scaffold of ergot alkaloids that Albert Hofmann first modified in 1938. LSD is directly active, and unlike the relatively serotonin-selective psilocin, it also binds dopamine D2 receptors, alpha-adrenergic receptors, and the neurotrophin receptor TARKB at meaningful concentrations. That broader receptor reach is part of why LSD is often described as more activating or electric. The lid over the lock. Why LSD lasts longer. The most striking practical difference between the two drugs, IMA, that an LSD trip can run twice as long as a psilocybin one, has an elegant structural explanation. In 2017, a landmark crystal structure of LSD bound to the 5-HT2B receptor revealed that an extracellular loop of the receptor folds down over the LSD molecule like a lid, trapping it in the binding pocket. LSD dissociates from the receptor unusually slowly as a result, so its signal persists long after most of the drug has left the bloodstream. Engineering the lid to be more mobile speeds LSD's exit and changes its downstream signaling, direct evidence that residence time, not just plasma half-life, shapes the experience. This is why the clocks differ. A psilocybin session typically lasts 4 to 6 hours. LSD runs 8 to 12. In the definitive head-to-head study, LSD's subjective effects lasted 8.2 hours at 100 micrograms and 11.6 hours at 200. For a clinic trying to schedule a dosing day around a therapist's presence, psilocybin's shorter, more predictable window is a genuine practical advantage. A hundredfold difference in potency. By mass, LSD is one of the most potent psychoactive drugs known. It is active in micrograms. A typical dose is around 100 to 200 millionths of a gram, whereas psilocybin is dosed in milligrams, roughly 15 to 30. That is a 100 to 200-fold difference in the amount of substance required. It is also why LSD is dosed on blotter paper and psilocybin by the gram of dried mushroom. The physical quantities are simply on different scales. Potency, though, is not the same as intensity. The clearest evidence comes from the University of Basel, where Matthias Lichti's group ran a rigorous double-blind crossover in 28 healthy volunteers, giving each of them placebo, LSD at 100 and 200 micrograms, and psilocybin at 15 and 30 milligrams across 5 separate day-long sessions. The finding that matters for this comparison, about 30 milligrams of psilocybin produced effects comparable to 100 to 200 micrograms of LSD, yielding a rough equivalence of 20 milligrams of psilocybin to 100 micrograms of LSD and 30 milligrams to 150 micrograms. The cardiovascular profiles split in a small but consistent way. Psilocybin raised blood pressure more, while LSD raised heart rate more. Do they actually feel different? Ask 100 people and you will hear the folk wisdom. LSD is bright, electric, cerebral, and long. Psilocybin is warm, earthy, emotional, and inward. It is a satisfying distinction, and it may capture something real about set, setting, and expectation. But it is worth flagging honestly that the best controlled comparison did not find it. In the Basel crossover, once the two drugs were matched for intensity, the overall quality of the two experiences was very similar. The main measurable difference was duration, not character. The electric versus earthy contrast is best treated as widely reported anecdote rather than an established neuroscientific signature. Both drugs also converge on the same broad brain signature, a loosening of the normal hierarchy of large-scale networks, a drop in the integrity of the default mode network, and a more globally connected entropic brain. The state many researchers link to the therapeutic reset and to the felt sense of ego dissolution. The clinic. Depression versus anxiety. This is where the two drugs' paths visibly diverge. Psilocybin has become the lead candidate for depression. Compass Pathways synthetic psilocybin, COMP360, cleared two consecutive phase 3 trials for treatment-resistant depression, COMP-YERT-YO5 in mid-2025 and the larger COMP-YERT-YO6 in early 2026, each hitting its primary endpoint on the MODRS depression scale. On top of a breakthrough therapy designation, the drug has held since 2018. Psilocybin also has the deepest supporting literature of any psychedelic, including a randomized trial showing reduced heavy drinking and alcohol use disorder and longstanding work in end-of-life anxiety. LSD's modern clinical comeback is anchored in anxiety. MindMed's MM120, a pharmaceutical form of LSD, won FDA breakthrough therapy designation for generalized anxiety disorder in March 2024 on the strength of a striking phase 2B result, and is now in phase 3, the Voyage and Panorama trials, with top-line readouts expected in the second half of 2026. In short, psilocybin is a step ahead in the regulatory race and aimed primarily at depression, while LSD is close behind and aimed first at anxiety. Safety, tolerance, and the heart question. Both drugs are, by the standards of psychoactive substances, physiologically gentle. Neither is addictive, both have very low toxicity, and neither has an established lethal dose at recreational levels. Their real risks are psychological and situational, the dose-dependent bad trip, the danger of an unsupervised or hostile setting. Here, the longer LSD experience is a genuine liability, because a difficult passage simply lasts longer and surveys consistently report higher rates of hallucinogen persisting perception disorder, or HPPD, with LSD than with psilocybin. One physiological caveat deserves care. Both compounds activate the 5-HT2B receptor, the same receptor implicated in the heart valve damage once caused by the diet drug fen-phen. The concern is theoretical and applies to chronic, repeated dosing, the microdosing pattern, not to a single supervised session. Notably, psilocin binds 5-HT2B somewhat more strongly than it binds 5-HT2A, giving psilocybin a narrower margin on this specific axis than many assume. Yet no valvular disease has ever actually been documented from classic psychedelics, and no trial has used heart imaging as an endpoint. It is an open evidence gap, not a proven harm. Finally, the two drugs are cross-tolerant. Sensitivity to both fades within days of repeated use, and tolerance to one blunts the other. The clearest possible sign that they run through the same 5-HT2A door, the law in 2026, legally the two remain bracketed together at the federal level and separated at the state level. Both are Schedule I controlled substances under U.S. federal law, but psilocybin has moved further into regulated access. Oregon and Colorado now run licensed psilocybin services programs. Colorado has broadly decriminalized personal use under Proposition 122, and New Mexico has a medical program coming online. LSD has no comparable state framework. Its only special federal status is the MM120 Breakthrough Therapy designation. The wider backdrop is a fast-shifting federal posture towards psychedelic medicine in 2026, which could change the picture for both drugs faster than at any time since the 1960s. This article is education, not medical advice.